Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road. Come on. Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control. Hey. I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night. Hey. A 50 motherfucker and I love to fight. Picture me rolling on my chopper on red. No love for the other side, no need to be friends. Hit the gas, homie, you gotta keep on pushing. Got an out, chin, check the dose, and need an ass for the ticket. That's a ticket, man, I ain't gon' pay. Gotta do 30 days, locked up in CJ. Twist the throttle, let's hit the rolling. My drag pipe on my bike, get the blow in. A third motherfucker street calling me. Like I'm on, cause the kids when it's time to eat. Don't approach me, homie, like the shit all good. I'm like half the motherfuckers that live in my hood. I'm a 10-year rolling to the bone. With 10 in the clip and 1 in the hole. Fuck what you heard, homie, I'ma always hit a bar. My homeboys might rubber, but we never ever fall. At the end of the day, we can always stand tall. The gov don't like me, yo, fucking well. I guess you could call me the angel from hell.
Well, hello.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to Ollie. All right, everybody's been muted. And there's a reason I did
that.
Okay. Hermes, are you there?
I'm here, brother.
Okay. Well, it seems that I talked to Hermes and I asked him, I said, if you give me a hand while Bill was gone. And on certain things I wanted another perspective. Not that anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about or anything. I just wanted a different perspective on things. And since Hermes and I are friends, I asked him to do me a favor. Bill, as people know, has medical issues with his wife and his own personal medical issues. So he's everything is on track for he should be back, and everything's going the way it's supposed to. Everything's under control. Had to tell everybody hello. He said, Hermes, thank you for helping out while he's gone. And I don't want anybody to think that anybody's left out, in out, or I'm ducking or hiding from anybody, or I don't want anybody to know anything that's going on. This show, if you guys have looked at anything that I put for the show, and you go to the show page, you can see where it says, if you have a burning desire, or you want the mic, or you have something you want to talk about, that's what this show is for. It's not to produce my own agenda or anything. It's everybody. I'm trying to get, look, there's 2.1 million motorcyclists registered in California. If I could get 50,000 of those guys just for one day, I could shut down the court system for 6 to 9 months. But I can't do that because you got haters everywhere. So whatever I try to do, I got some issues now, so whatever I try to do, somebody tries to knock me back 2 or 3 steps. And anybody that knows me knows I don't duck and I don't hide. All my contact information is there. Everybody knows pretty much. I tell you where I'm going. If you want to go, be there. If not, don't show up 5 minutes before or 5 minutes after and say, well, you didn't wait for me. Hey, when I told you the time I'm leaving, that's the time I'm leaving. So anybody that thinks anything is different or anybody feels that they got hurt or they got their ego slapped or their face slapped or whatever, I'm tired of the haters and the bullshit. If you want to do this, call up. I got people telling me that because I have actors on from the TV show, I have actors that I know from different things, I have people on that they're disrespecting the culture because they're getting paid to be an actor. It's crazy. All this shit's been coming down for like 2 weeks now, and I'm just tired of it. I'm going to do things the way I want to do them. There's nothing going to change. We've been doing it that way all along. So there's my little tidbit. Anybody wants to make a comment or whatever, that's fine. But I just had to get that off my chest.
Can I make a comment to your event?
Go ahead.
I want to say it's always been a pleasure to be here to either be on your show when Hermes' show is on. It's always been a pleasure. You both do great. We're glad to be here to help, you know. We don't always have the answers. Not everybody does. Everybody contributes something to the show, and that's what it's supposed to be. Okay, I'm done. Thank you.
That's it in a nutshell. If you got something, that's what this is for. I'm not here because I want to stoke my ego or anything. I'm here to get the message out. And this is the way we do it.
But can I do one rant before we do the subject?
What's that?
Okay. Now, I know what we're going to be talking about tonight, so I just want to get this out there real quick. Now, back in Bush Senior days, he had placed what at that time was not taking place like how things are today in regards with listening in on radios or getting, you know, at least the proximity on people's location, you know, if they were on a manhunt or something like that. So things that are taking place today were actually taking place a long time ago. The only thing is people weren't aware of it because they were seeking out bad guys, so to say. Drug lords, whatever the case may be. Okay, in today's society, it's affecting just normal Joe Schmoes. So I just wanted to say that to open up with what we were going to talk about because, like I said, some people don't realize how many years in the making this stuff has already been taking place, but nobody realized it to pay attention to open up their eyes and say, hey, this is what's going on. So we can't always blame Obama for everything because it was behind him, behind the other, behind. It's already been coming into place where it is today. It's just going into the big steps.
Problem with that is that everybody looks to blame the president, and what people aren't seeing is that it takes a bunch of other people to pass these laws, to generate these things, and it's on a larger subject. And personally, I don't air out my views on whether I'm Democrat or whether I'm Republican, but I just don't like all the smack talk on the president. You know what? It makes us look cheap. That's what it boils down to. And I can understand people are angry. I myself am angry. But when you take the leader of your country and you basically put him out there to look like shit under your shoe, what does that say about the people of this country? I think we can organize ourselves with a little bit better choices than just trashing the man. Because you know what? The man before him did a bunch of trashy things too. And the man before him did a bunch of trashy things. But I'm going to tell you this, and God is my witness, not once, not ever have I ever disrespected any of the presidents. I don't know them to disrespect them in such mannerisms. And I know a lot of times, too, the paperwork's put down in front of them, and it's basically sign it, and that's it. Because these heads of countries aren't really the heads of countries. There's a lot of other bullshit going on behind the scenes. But this person right here, who is proud to be an American, is not going to trash my president. Going to do it. If I don't care for what he's doing, I'm going to vote him out of office. I'm going to talk amongst people. But I'm not going to call him names. I'm not going to treat him like a piece of shit. And that's just who I am. And that's the way I was raised.
I understand
your view.
But I'm not trashing anybody. I'm going on in regards to a drug lord case that was huge. And in order for them to track this major, major drug war, they came into play with surveillance that they did not have equipped like they do today way back when. Okay.
No,
so
but
my
people,
point
people,
was
people
meaning
in,
regards
places.
To they had to go, a Colombian president had to go to the U.S. president, which was George Bush Sr. at the time, to ask for help. We need to get this huge drug lord, okay? So then here comes Bush. Okay, you got us. They put in Delta Force. They put in things that they weren't doing back then, like how things are just going now with the feds and everything else, watching, listening, and everything. All
yeah, but
that,
you know,
my point was is that they needed help, and they got it. Bush allowed it to have this take place so they could bring the biggest drug lord down.
That they didn't bring the biggest drug lord down. They're still
right.
Operating.
Well,
they're,
at that time, it was
Paul
Escobar.
Can I make a statement now?
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. First of all, happy to hear that things are going well for Bill. And the faster Bill gets back here, the better it is, because that means things have settled down in his life and, you know, he's feeling better and everybody in his family is feeling better. And I truly hope that is soon. As far as the president and bashing a president or respecting a president and the laws that are supposed to be made by Congress and the Senate, not by a dictating president. Now, you get respect from me when you earn it. And all presidents get respect when they earn it. Now, other presidents have done, some underhanded things. Every president has done some underhanded things while he's been in office. None, all combined together since George Washington, all of them combined together. This president that we have now, Obama, has done more wrong towards this country, more illegal acts, not only in this country, but as far as humanity is concerned, than all the former presidents combined. This man is a dictator. We do not have Congress and Senate enacting the laws anymore. This man has taken it upon himself to do that in the privacy of his office. He recently has made secret dealings with Japan and China, secret dealings where nobody knows, not even our Congress and our Senate, what the hell he's doing. This is a dictator. This man deserves absolutely no respect from a true American, because a true American honors the Constitution. Whether you're Republican, Democrat, whatever the hell you are, you know that we had the best thing on this planet in our Constitution and our freedoms. And although they've been chipping away at them for quite some time, no president has caused more harm to this country than the president we have today. He's not due any respect. He is not due any respect. And anybody that wants to sit back and say that he's due respect, that, you can't talk bad about the president, obviously doesn't know what the hell this man's been doing. Because it's plain to see that people in his own party, listen, if you're paying attention, people in his own party right now, Democrats, high-ranking Democrats in the Senate and in Congress right now are turning away from him. They're calling him a dictator. His own goddamn party members are calling him a dictator. They have now become frightened at what he's doing. And these are the people that helped him get into office.
Anybody could call him what they want, but I'm not going to. And I'm not going
to. You don't
take
have
part.
To call him what. You know, this isn't about name calling. This is much, much more serious than that. What this man is doing to this country is turning us into a bunch of prisoners. This man is taking every goddamn liberty we have in this country and destroying it. He is making the American people look like a bunch of shitbags throughout the whole world. I don't understand how people, anybody, could still follow this president. But yet again, let us not forget history, where even Hitler had followers, okay? Listen, Jeffrey Dahmer's mother and family swore to God that he was one of the best people on this. You can always find people to back you no matter what your actions. That doesn't make it right. This president has caused this country more harm than all the other presidents combined in history.
That may be so, but I'm still not going to name call nobody, because that's below me. I don't agree with everything he says, but I'm still not going to take the person that's the head of this country and call him names and everything else. I can sit here and debate like a normal human being about what I agree and what I don't agree about. That's just like I wouldn't like somebody turning around and calling me, you know, a fucking bitch or something like that.
If I'm a bastard, right, and somebody called me a bastard, well, they'd be just speaking the truth. That's not name calling. They're telling me exactly what I am.
Well,
when I attack this president verbally, I am calling him what he truly is.
That man is
a piece of shit. That man is not an American. That man is not a citizen of this country. That man is a Muslim Brotherhood member. That man is a terrorist. He is the enemy of this country. That's what that man is.
And right here in this situation is where everybody is allowed to say what they feel and how they want to say it. That's why I do this show with Bill. Everybody is entitled to their opinion, and I don't want anybody to be mad at anybody or anything. It's because nobody wins when you do that. Nobody wins.
Here's the thing that really irks me about. I get people wanting to support the office of the president, because the office of the president, not the president personally, the office of the president is a revered office that years ago really meant something. It is due respect if it's being operated properly for the benefit of the American people, not terrorists on the other side of the world. This is the most powerful office on the planet. The president of the United States is the most powerful office on the planet. Okay, and for years it's been operated by men that traditionally had the best interests of the American people at heart. The American people. And that's where we live. We live in America. So if we have a president, that president should be doing what's best for American citizens, not Saudi Arabia, not the Muslim Brotherhood. Okay? He should be doing what's best for America. And sending billions of dollars of taxpayer money to the Muslim Brotherhood is not in the best interest of America. And sending billions of dollars to Iran or China or Japan or anywhere else is not in the best interest of America.
Well, didn't he just make a deal with China to sell them part of New York, the land in New York, so they can start their own little over there?
Yeah, that's upstate. Actually, between Japan and China, they own most of New York City, and they have for years because they've been buying up the real estate there for years. But, yes, he's agreed to let Communist China build a small city up in upstate New York, and it won't be long before the taxpayers of this country, you and I, are footing the bill for building a communist area in this country. Now, to me, all right, anybody can, you can believe what you want. You can feel good about yourself by not calling people what they truly are. I'm not sitting here just to call people names. I'm calling this son of a bitch what he is, all right? And anybody, any American that can look at that kind of action, all right, that kind of behavior, and say, well, you know, he's still okay. He's our president, and we should support him. Bullshit. That's bullshit. And I'll tell you why it's bullshit, because what he's doing is taking everything away from us to give to other people that are our enemies. Okay.
I don't support everything he does, but I'm still not going to name call anybody. Period.
You know what? It doesn't matter if you name call him or not. The important
my daughter's in the United States Army. We are a proud military family. I have many, many family members that are military. So it's not like
What does that get you? What does that get you or me? Nothing. Because here's the bottom line: is right today in our military, right? We have now. Obama has reached over 225 top-ranking officials that he's fired from the American military, all right? And he's firing these people because these people believe in the American way. Now, unless your family and my family that are in military service stand up to this guy, they're going to have to follow orders to fire upon Americans and kill Americans, okay? Now, I have people that are in the services that are my family members. And I got to tell you something, all right? If I find out my family members take orders from this scumbag to fire on Americans and they follow it through, I'll do everything in my power to take my own family off this fucking planet. You got that? Because that is the biggest form of terrorism alive today in the White House. The biggest terrorist on this planet is in the White House of the United States of America. Okay, and he wants Americans in the military today, your son, your daughter, my family members, my uncles, my cousins, my aunts, my nieces, my nephews, he wants them to fire on their own people. You got that? We're not talking about going to, like, Iran or Afghanistan to fire on the real enemy. No. He wants them to fire upon us. Okay, so when that comes, and it's coming because he's weeding the people out, all right? So you're either for his idea, if you're in the military, you're either with him or against him, all right? And if you're with him and you're my family member, I got news for you. You don't have to worry about Obama getting you. That's bullshit. He's turning Americans against Americans. He's turning the whole world against Americans.
I'm sorry, but I
don't blame political... I don't know, entourage for people turning against one another. I think it takes a lot more than just the heads of state to turn people ignorant.
No, it's not ignorant. It's called following orders. You understand? When you're in the military, you follow orders or you're dealt with. Philip, tell me if I'm wrong. He's firing generals and admirals because
he's firing everybody
that
won't agree to what he wants.
Right, exactly.
It's proven for the last 6 years. The only thing I'm going to tell you is every day I go to work in the morning, I get there, I have to go up on the ship, I have to walk by two areas, and when I walk by those areas in the morning, they're all kneeling to the east and praising Allah on a fucking...
But, you know, wasn't this country founded on, you know, you can practice any religion you wanted to? Wasn't it founded on that? I didn't know that,
practicing your form of religion was against doing anything wrong. We're supposed to be able to practice any religion we want. But with Obama, right, they're pushing out the Christians. They're killing Christians all over the world. The Muslim Brotherhood is murdering Christians, and Obama is okay with that. He's putting up with it. So you cannot, you cannot sit there and say that, you know, the Muslims have a right to preach and to pray in this country, but the Christians don't. You can't do that. All right, you can't do that.
I haven't seen any Christian things like shut down at a rapid rate, and I also haven't seen any Muslim things pop up at a rapid rate. So,
well, you say that you have family in the military. About 90 days ago, the Department of Justice through Obama handed down a directive saying that anybody in the military that gave money to Christians or voted for Christians or hung out with Christians would be subject to arrest until they had enough pressure put on them to reverse that. Philip, am I lying or what?
No, but let me finish my point. Okay, I was in the Marine Corps at a time when things were different. Okay, and just like when they said don't ask, don't tell, we all knew who was who. Now it's out in the open. Okay, I see it every day, and I don't have nothing against it. You can do whatever you want. It's just the fact that I've been conditioned over my lifetime about that. Same thing being conditioned about following orders. Yes, at work I have to follow orders. I have to make sure things get done. I have to make sure that I do things right. If it doesn't happen, and that ship's 1,000 miles out to sea or halfway around the world, and something I did didn't fix that ship, then how am I supposed to? And so we all have it all goes in a circle. And the way that we're doing that, we talk about this, that's what we're supposed to be able to do in this country. Even though they want to show, even though all you guys know that since I've been doing this with Bill and we've been on the internet, you guys know that at certain times the powers that be, depending on whatever we're talking about, and they're here right now listening, but depending on whatever we're talking about, they fuck with the show. Sometimes they get the better of me, and sometimes they don't. That's the key to this. Now, Eunice, I know you've been listening for a little bit. What do you think?
Oh, I think we all have our own opinions about things, and that's what America is about. You know, it's
that's right.
One shoe on the other shoe. You know, and we can argue about what's right and what's wrong. And I think we all have to take our own cue of what we think is going on. To express our opinions is one thing, but it's not to listen to somebody else's opinion. That's not right, you know. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I might be totally wrong, but
nobody's totally wrong here. But what seems to be, I don't know, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm not getting it, but what it is I'm not arguing anybody's opinion or right to an opinion. I'm arguing for that. I'm saying that we have a right, that we have a freedom of speech. We have different freedoms in this country provided to us under the Constitution, and we have a president that's taking them away. See, that's not my opinion. He's doing this. He's actually doing this. We're so much so that members of his own party now, all right, his own party, Democrats, high-ranking Democrats, are backing away from him. They're moving away from him, calling him a dictator in the press, in the news, saying he's a dictator. All right? I'm not making this up. All you got to do is wake up and look at all the news reports that are going on every day. I'm not making this shit up. It's not an opinion. This is factual. All right? So, hey, I'm all for debating. I can debate forever. But the bottom line is we don't have the luxury of saying that, all right, let's make this up. What if this, what if that? I'm talking about facts here. This is exactly what's really, truly happening, all right? We can debate it all we want. We can say we don't like it or we don't think it's happening. Or, well, we don't think it's happening. Well, then all you have to do is look at the people that are saying it in Congress and in the Senate, his own party, okay? Hermes isn't calling in here to make shit up. This is what's actually happening. And what we get is we get, and there are 350 million people supposedly in America, and that's probably right, that number, close to it. What we have is we have a whole 300 and some odd million people that just really don't pay attention to what's going on. You know, they argue about, and these are all things that are purposely put in front of us to argue about with the mass media, and the media works for the government. Make no mistake about that, okay? Mass media works for the government. They give us these same-sex marriages to argue about. They give us all these other things, AIDS and all of that other stuff to argue about. And you know what? We bite for it. We fall for it. They give us these racism things to argue about. If you don't agree with this, you're racist. If you look at it, They give us all that to stay arguing with each other about, so that we
don't.
Yeah, but
we're intelligent people.
We don't pay attention. So we don't pay attention to what's really going on, to what they're really doing. Now, people that are involved in really taking advantage of us, that are in politics, in the Senate and in Congress, they're so afraid of this guy now, they're backing away from him saying, holy shit, this guy is a dictator. His own people. Okay? There, we don't get to debate. I mean, we can debate that, but we're not making that up. I'm not making that up, and you can't shoot that down. You can't say that's not true because the facts are there. We can't argue the facts. The facts are there. The thing is, do we do anything about it, or we just sit around and say, well, you know, that's the way it is. We can't do nothing about it. Then if that's the position people want to take, I need to remind those very people that that's not how this country became the great country that it was. This country became the great country that it has been historically because people took action. They didn't sit around and debate and point fingers and call names. They took action. Okay?
You hear
and
that?
That's what I keep going across. All right? It's like, you know, I get the point where the young lady is offended that I call the president names and everything. I get that. All right? That's fine. You have your right to be offended. All right? But I don't call everybody those names. That's not what I do. I go after somebody like that when they are what I say they are, and not because I say so. I go by fact. What are the facts? And the facts are, and they have been ever since this man stepped foot in that office, that he's been purposely, intentionally destroying the American way of life and taking the American taxpayers' dollars to give to our enemy. You got that? Destroying our economy to give our money to his friends. Oh, and they happen to be Muslim Brotherhood friends. And that doesn't make me a racist. Pointing out the facts doesn't make anybody a racist. That's really what's happening. Okay? So I prefer talking the facts as opposed to how I feel. I know how I feel about this guy, but I point out the facts. And when I call this guy a name, it's because I'm calling him what he exactly truly is. That man is a shitbag.
I mean, and like I said, everybody's entitled to their opinion to express here. I mean, that's what this is for.
Well, you know, it's harsh when you have people in the service and you have a daughter that's in the service and you want her to come home safe and sound. And
she's not.
You know,
she's not coming home for a couple of years, so it don't make a difference.
But I mean, it doesn't matter. It's mothers look at their children totally different than men do. You know, men have a they can be very blunt. You know, they can because men and women are different, and that's what makes us to like each other. I think.
But Eunice,
you know.
Let me ask you this. Eunice, let me ask you this. If you have a son or a daughter in the United States services, right? And you look at the world, and what's going on in the world today, and you look at the office of the President of the United States and what he's doing, all right, I would think that your concern would be for the safety of your child. I would think that your concern would be on how the President of the United States is not only putting your child but everybody else's child in danger to benefit himself and his friends who happen to be terrorists. The Muslim Brotherhood are terrorists. You gotta understand this, folks. This is fact. It's not the Hermes is making this up.
Hermes, nobody's saying you're making that up. No one's saying
But you're sitting here saying now, right, that men see kids differently than women, and if you have a daughter in the service, listen, let me tell you something.
That's right.
If anybody, I don't care how you see your kids, all right? Anybody that has a child in the United States Armed Forces today should be shitting their pants because we have a president that is intentionally putting every one of them at great risk needlessly. Okay? No matter how you view your child, no matter if you're female or male, if you have blood that's in our armed services today, you better be really concerned about them getting home safe, because we have a president that doesn't give a shit if they do or not. And that's a fact.
Like I said, everybody has their own opinion, you know. I mean, we can scream and yell about this, Hermes. I know you
how
know
that,
your facts.
Eunice. How is that an opinion? What I'm telling you is, this is not an opinion, right? What I'm telling you is that the way that things are working, the way things are going right now because of the President of the United States of America, right, militarily, right, I'm talking militarily, right, he's firing generals and admirals, okay? These
at an alarming rate.
Yeah, and they see that there's something wrong. These people are trained war people. They go. They went to school to learn how to take over countries. War. That's their business. War, and they're concerned. They're afraid. So, what I'm saying is, if you have children in the armed forces, this shouldn't be like a fucking opinion. You should be concerned about your goddamn children.
Well, of course
we're
concerned.
We have a president that isn't.
But if these men that the president is firing, one after another, and they were trained to be in the wars and stuff, why the fuck are they stepping up? Why aren't they getting out there at the media and saying, this is what's going on?
Well, because men like that, Eunice,
because they'll take away their benefits. Whatever benefits they got coming after time in service, they're going to take.
So they would just rather see our country blow up and have
Eunice,
a president
listen.
Do what he's doing.
Listen. A couple of weeks ago, on this very show, all right, Phil had a gentleman calling in from Australia talking about the bikie situation over there by the name of Brad. Brad Parfit is a man of the world. Okay, he's a warrior. He's fought in wars for his country in Australia, and they fight along with us. They fight with the Americans. He's seen action in Iraq and Afghanistan and various parts of the world. And I was ranting and raving about this whole situation, and what I said was basically what you were saying. And you know what? The man made it so that I could understand it, because I've been asking myself this question, and I've been saying it loudly, out loud, for quite some time. And what he said was that people that are into that kind of security clearances and that kind of intel, he says, are not. They're not going to share that kind of intelligence. They're not going to make their positions heard, because they don't know where that intel will end up. So what my guess is, and I don't have this. This is not fact. This is opinion. Here's my opinion, is that some of those men are probably more than likely, because there are still some patriots within our armed forces in high-ranking positions. Some of those men are probably engaged in plotting something against this president. And that's not far-fetched, because they tried that with Hitler many times. As a matter of fact, there were 15 attempts on Hitler's life by some of his generals. So that's not far-fetched to see that take place here in this instance, in this position, in this situation, I mean. So I hear you loud and clear, Eunice, and I'm glad that everybody, well, not everybody, there are other people out there feeling as strongly as I feel about this, because, you know, I something has to be done. Something has to be done, all right?
Let me tell
and
you
I
this.
I suspect that people are working on that, Eunice, and they're just not going to tell us about it.
Well,
let
we're
me tell
telling
them. Let me tell That topic I picked for the show tonight about your cell phone. But I want you guys to know, there's a thing known as the Five Eyes. It's the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada.
Right.
That share intelligence and phone intercepts. Anyone who thinks metadata, that is to say the numbers called, duration is all that is recorded, you're on fucking drugs. The only thing I say, the only thing I can say, you know, like in Australia, I know the ATMs are linked to all their central computers. And it's basically for, it's a financial tracking service. We have that here. Why do you think they want everybody, why do you think they want everybody to get direct deposit? Why do you think they want you to get a bank card? Because they want to track you.
Well, they do that anyway with the cell phones now anyway, so.
But I'm saying, and the obvious question would be what level of meta-source sharing or multi-source sharing is occurring and who's the central capturing agency? Supposedly it's supposed to be the NSA.
Sorry. Yeah, but now there's other companies, or there's not companies, now there's other people in play. And this is why I was trying to make a real brief point earlier. When
Explain it.
And I wasn't, you know, dissing any person. I was just saying, you know, when they were trying to get Pablo Escobar down, you know, they used our Delta Force because they had certain intelligence and certain equipment that they could hear. That they
and everybody
right
on
overhead.
That Delta, everybody on that Delta Force team is dead now. Did you know that?
No,
everybody
I know that.
Everybody that was on that Delta Force team is dead now.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is what was starting a long time ago has finally came into a different view, different, huger picture today than what took place a long time ago. You understand what I'm saying? That was the point I was making in regards to the subject that we are talking about tonight. You know, the intelligence has gotten insane. You know, now, besides just with spying on our phones, now all of a sudden the FBI can see you right through your webcam and it doesn't even have to be on. How scary is that?
Same thing with your cable box.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how scary is that? It is scary.
Like Cox Cable will come and put a security system with cameras in your house?
Right.
For free.
It's not for free.
Well, today, it's for me.
I've got it too. It's on my bill, and it says if I want to add that, it's for $100, and then so much money per month, et cetera, et cetera. I got the whole kit and caboodle in the bill today, so it's not for free. There's catch-22s to it if you read all the fine print.
You know, I don't have that here, but I will say this. I have received phone calls for, you know that you can get free installation, no charge, home security systems. As long as you put their sign outside in your front yard. And you know what I tell them? I have dogs. I don't need your security system. I have dogs. And they're not guard dogs. But,
living right on the state line because I live between Fall River and Tiverton, I know Massachusetts has Comcast and Rhode Island has Cox, and that's pretty much in my pocket.
Massachusetts has Charter.
They have both.
Well, I know they
have both.
In Fall River, the Comcast, there's a big
Comcast
center down there.
Okay.
Right,
yeah,
and here we have
Unisys, and that happens in a lot of the various states where some states have three providers. They'll have Verizon cable provider, and they'll have Charter, and they'll have Comcast. They divvy up the area.
Yeah, I've seen that. I'm sorry, my mind's blank.
But
Nora,
an interesting point where you were pointing out the drug situation and how Colombia wanted help from the Americans
to give the okay. That's all that I meant. Bush had to give that okay.
There's two fast points I want to make on that. One is the Colombians were losing a battle in that they couldn't control those folks because the folks were fighting back. They were fighting back not with words. They were fighting back with weapons. At one point, they wiped out the entire Supreme Court in Colombia. They killed them all.
I know.
That
was Pablo Escobar. and told him he would take them all out.
Yeah. So what happened was the people that are playing out this New World Order thing saw back then that they needed to get rid of that kind of a mentality, not because they were mean or they were breaking any drug laws, but those people would go against them. So
yeah,
so they needed to wipe them out for that reason. But as far as taking out the biggest drug dealers in the world, that's never happened and it never will because the CIA are the biggest
drug dealers. Behind it.
Cartel in the world.
I know. What do you think was taking place during Vietnam? I know what they were doing. And I wasn't even old enough to know that, but things were taking place. And this is the point I was trying to make, to come into today's society. People back then were thinking, what can we do to improve? Now, if there's too many people today fighting, and how many times have you said this, Hermes, they're going to take those people and place them in a camp. Because guess what? If they have them contained, nobody's going to fight.
But you can't contain 350 million people.
No, but there's also a lot of, casket boxes out there by FEMA as well.
The thing is, you'll probably never get 350 million people to rise up. But look at Brazil. Look at Brazil within the last 8 or 9 months. They've had like 3 to 4 million people in the streets protesting their economy. 3 to 4 million. There's pictures. You'll find them on the internet. Factual, all right?
Oh, exactly.
3 to 4 million people out on the streets. We can't get fucking 10 Americans to meet for a fucking hot dog. Are you kidding me? It's insane.
I know. But you see this in other countries, not just Brazil. They just had a thing taking place in Italy. They've been having an uprising taking place in Greece. I mean, it's all over the place.
Well, did you see the latest thing today in Italy? The reports today in Italy?
Yeah, I saw that.
It showed police officers taking off their helmets and joining the protesters.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I love. That I love. They sent the cops in to break heads, and instead of the cops breaking heads, they said, hey, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. They took their helmets off and joined the protesters.
Yeah, and see, worst thing is, what was it last year? I think it was or year before when they had the G8 meeting here in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
And the saddest thing that I saw watching what the media wanted us to see were retired or even active military members throwing their medals back because they were so disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. These men and women fought to do what they thought was the right thing and to come out where the government just don't care. So that was the point that I was making. What took place ancient history ago with certain circumstances has gone into a whole different level today. Mm-hmm. But on some things, yes, the president does have to have the last say so when it comes in involvement with other countries. It's not just military.
Excuse me. Do you hear that buzzing noise?
It's probably the FBI.
Not my phone.
It's probably the FBI. Nora, what is the president? The president is what? The commander-in-chief.
Exactly.
He sits supreme over the military. That's what that means. Okay? So now when you have a commander-in-chief that is pulling stunts like Benghazi, where he orders, and the only one that could have ordered a complete stand down like that was the office of the president of this country. All right. It was a stand down. All right. That was ordered by Obama to make sure that those Americans were killed over there. All right. And now every time people try to address that and investigations convene on that, something else comes up. All right, they're avoiding that like the plague because they got busted. They got caught. He got busted, right? So now we have, when you have someone like that, president or not, right, that's a murderer. It's illegal what he did. Constitutionally, it's illegal, right? Militarily, it's illegal, right? It's immoral, right? And it's a crime, murder. That's premeditated murder.
Right.
That man belongs in prison.
Well, no, and I understand that. But, you know, the worst part was anybody that went to that compound, I'll call it a compound, in Benghazi, they were told not to have any weapons. It was a complete setup. Mm-hmm. Because how can anybody fight to a certain degree without weapons versus people with weapons? It's a no-win situation. They're going to lose. They're going to die, and they did.
Do you recall the two, the general and the admiral that really made headlines there? I mean, he's already fired like 225 of them, but the two that really made big headlines that we really heard about were the ones that were going to go in. They were going into Benghazi to save the Americans, and the general actually said, "I'm going to go do what I'm supposed to do," was relieved of his duty and arrested.
Right.
For doing what he was supposed to do, go save the Americans. And then the admiral was going to take action from his ship and send planes out and take action from his ship, and he was relieved of his duty.
Okay. They were not going to stand down.
They were going to do the right thing and go in and save the Americans. Right, exactly, what they were supposed to do. But someone wanted the Americans dead.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody wanted the Americans dead. Now, that somebody was the president of the United States, the only one that could have gave the stand-down order coming from that office.
There was a SEAL team within miles of that place, and they were told to stand down.
Well, they were all over the place. They could have answered the call in a heartbeat. As a matter of fact, I was listening to a gentleman on a radio show yesterday that said, this is interesting, right? This is interesting. This is a military man, a lifelong military man, said that the initial report coming out, one of the first reports coming out on the Benghazi thing was that the United States said, the office of the Department of Defense said, that they were concerned about not being able to refuel the planes, that Italy was going to be the closest thing for refueling planes if they went in and made a move to save these people, all right? Now, interesting point that he made that I had never heard before. Philip, you probably heard it because you've been in the military and you've been out and you've been overseas. He said that any pilot would have gone to get those Americans out and would have ditched the planes. They wouldn't have worried about it. They would have said, we can ditch those planes. That's not a problem. We go in there and get them out and ditch the planes. The last thing they'd be worried about was getting fuel. Getting the Americans out was the key thing, the factor. All right?
And they were all told this.
Right now in Yuma,
Arizona, the Marine Corps is testing a new drone called the Blackjack. Anybody
like
want to
more?
Huh?
We need another one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, people really need to stop paying attention in this country because these things are being used to kill people. It's technology that's being used against us to what have we done wrong? What have we done wrong? What has the American people done wrong?
I'm not sure, but there's a town in Colorado.
What we're getting from our own president and our own military. What have we done wrong? We haven't done anything wrong. We pay our taxes. We make these people rich. They take our money and spend it frivolously all over the globe. What have we done wrong? Nothing. But their consent. With capturing us and torturing us and imprisoning us, why?
Because they don't want to hear what the public has to say. They don't want to hear. Go ahead.
I think it's something a little deeper than that. I honestly believe, I do honestly believe that, and here's, this is opinion of mine. This is in fact, I can't back it up by any science or any articles. I seriously believe that these people hate Americans because we have lived a life free, basically free, where other countries have been fighting each other and at each other's throats for thousands of years, right? And we've developed, we found a way to live in this country free. We were the most productive country on the planet. We were the richest country on the planet. And we weren't stingy. We weren't greedy. We helped people around the globe. We send money around the globe, all right? And they hate us because of the way we live. I believe that. They hate us because we're free people. They hate us because we have a right to our opinions and we can express our opinions and we have a right to do so. We can question authority without having our heads chopped off. And I think that the people around the world hate us for that. Instead of finding out what makes our system work and introducing that system in their own countries, we've let a mafia take over our country. Because these people, whether they're Muslim, whether they're whatever they are, Irish, Italian, Puerto Rican, it doesn't matter what they are, it's just a name to call someone. These are criminals. These people are criminals. Whether they're black, whether they're Hispanic, whether they're white, they're criminals. What is being done to this country and to our people is criminal, period. It just happens to be a black guy in the office. Could have been, and Bush was no goddamn angel. Bush was no goddamn angel. Criminal. Clinton, criminal. He's a white guy for you. Criminal. All right? All of them. The first president, Bush, the father. People seem to forget that his job before becoming president, he was the director of the CIA.
Yep.
The CIA, the office, the body, the agency that's responsible for going around the world and causing upheaval, causing destruction, causing military coups, causing assassinations, and causing mass mayhem and war. And we made that son of a bitch president. We allowed that to happen. And look where we are now.
Well, Hermes, what can we expect that president to do within the next 4 years?
Well, I'll tell you something. This president now, for the people out there listening that really don't, a lot of people don't like paying attention to what's going on because they hate politics and they just don't want to be bothered, and I understand that. But I pay attention, so what I want you to do is prove me wrong. Prove me wrong on this, okay? Start listening to what's going on, all right? And tune in to the media and see what's happening and listen to some of the stuff that's going on in Congress. You can do that, you know, online. You can actually watch meetings and stuff. And here's what is about to happen, okay? Barack Obama is in such a bad position right now politically, right, from his own party, not just from other people, from his own party. They have started calling him a dictator. That's a fact. They have. They have started asking for impeachment, okay? This man, this presidency, all right, will not end with this man in office. I don't believe so. I believe he'll be impeached before that. But because he's a dictator and because he's been pushing people around long enough and he's been getting his way and nobody stands up to him, look for one of the following things to happen in the next few months. A war, a major war, an attack on American soil by Muslim Brotherhood, an attack on American soil by terrorists, a major attack, something like we haven't seen since the taking down of the towers in New York. That will allow this president to implement martial law. when the implementation of martial law takes effect, everything stands still. There will be no elections. There will be none of that. We will be stuck with the son of a bitch there. Stuck with the son of a bitch there. Look for something like that to happen because he's in a corner. And he's arrogant. He's disrespectful. He is evil. He hates America. The ring on his finger, his left finger, is not a wedding ring. It's a ring that says, in Arabic, it's translated in English, it says, there is no God but Allah. He is a Muslim Brotherhood member. He hates America and Americans. Look for this guy to cause a major, major false flag attack on American soil so that he can implement what he's been trying to implement all along with his Department of Homeland Security, martial law. This man is running basically for his political life from his own party now.
And they're all going to be under the same, they're all going to be under the umbrella of Homeland Security.
That's
every
right.
One of them.
That's right. And that's a terrorist organization. When George Bush allowed the implementation of the Department of Homeland Security, it wasn't, I mean, it's like, listen, did we need another a police agency to make sure we were safe at home? No. We've got plenty of cops. We've got plenty of FBI. We've got plenty of all of it. We've got DEA, FBI, you name it. We've got too many of them, as a matter of fact, way too many of them. This, the development of Homeland Security, it's got a pretty fancy name, huh? Like we're going to the Homeland. No, no, that's not what it's for. Homeland Security is specifically designed to take over America, to attack Americans, to imprison Americans. That's what its main function is. And for those out there that don't believe it, for those people out there that would like to debate the fact, you simply have not been paying attention to what's been going on. And that doesn't make you a bad person. What it makes you is uninformed. So if you're arguing the point from the position of being uninformed, it also makes you look very, very foolish. I'm not saying you are, but it makes you appear that way. Some of the most intelligent people in the world are not paying attention to what happens. Recently, in the last 8 to 9 months, more millionaires have bailed out of America and Europe than anywhere else. They're running. They're taking their money and running. Why do you think about 3 months ago in America, the Bank of America implemented, and it's happening, no matter how much money you have, if you're an American company, you cannot have access to more than $50,000 of your money to ship overseas. So that means that, and you can have $50 million. And what they're saying to you, you cannot send more than $50,000 per month overseas. And they've attached all kinds of fees to that if you do. So if you're an American company and you're doing business overseas and you pay your bills once a month, say $150,000, $200,000 for goods you buy, you can no longer do that. People are not paying attention to what's going on. They're doing that to prevent people from taking their money and screwing out of this country because they're coming after us all. And they don't want anybody getting away. They're taking your money. Who has the right? Tell me, who has the right to tell you how much access you can have to your own money? That's retarded stuff, man. But it's happening. It's happening. All with the approval of our president, Barack Hussein Obama. These are the most dangerous times this country has ever lived in. That's a fact. We are about to see something take place in this country that has never been seen on this planet. And that's a fact, too. And people need to wake up to it. What do you do about it? I don't know. But protecting the name of the government and standing up for the name of those who are causing us harm isn't going to win you anything. It's just going to make you look even more foolish. And what I'm saying, honestly, do you think I really like saying this stuff? Do you think I really like being aware of the stuff and seeing the stuff played out and having access to some of the intel that this is real. This is not a comforting position for me to be in or anyone like me. And I know like nothing compared to what these generals and admirals that are being fired know. These people have access to top security, top clearances. And they're horrified.
But they already showed what would take place in the event of martial law when they wrongfully went after an FBI agent to make it appear that an FBI agent did something illegal to cover the tracks of a Saudi's family member that they hurried up and scurried out of, you know, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. When they implemented martial law in Massachusetts, that showed the world, here we come.
Mm-hmm.
No warning.
And the people applauded them. People applauded them. They shut down a 100 square mile area in the Boston area in Massachusetts, 100 square miles, okay, looking for an 18-year-old kid that was a suspect in a bombing, who, by the way, did not participate in a bombing. That's been
and the
proven.
Brother, people weren't aware that he was an FBI agent.
Right. And so when our government, our FBI, our government put the pictures of those two kids out all over the television and in the newspapers and on the internet and said, help us identify these men. We're looking for them. They're suspects in the Boston Marathon bombing. They forgot one very important thing. They forgot to tell the people that these guys were already known to the FBI. One of them was being paid by the FBI, was trained by the FBI, and a CIA operative. Oh, they forgot that part. They forgot that part. But because there's a thing called alternative media in America, right, that was found out almost immediately. And what happened was the FBI then had to backtrack, okay? If people take a moment and remember what happened, I remember clearly. I'm in Massachusetts. I'm only about 45 miles away from where the bombing took place. What happened was there was two bombs. If you recall, there was an explosion. Then there was a secondary explosion about a minute later further up the street. We don't hear about that secondary explosion anymore, do we?
No.
There was also an explosion at the JFK Library across town. We don't hear about that anymore either, do we?
No.
What happened to those? What happened was they were running a drill, and the police departments in the area, they only get so much information. When they're running a drill like that, they don't tell the cops, hey, we're going to blow something up. They don't do that. And what happened was the initial reports that came out, and I've got copies of some of the initial reports, media reports, television stuff that came out, right, with police officers telling what they saw, with ranking police officers saying the secondary device that went off, and it was an explosion. You could see it, you could hear it, and the cops are saying there's a secondary one. All of a sudden, the FBI takes control of the scene. There's no more talk about the secondary explosion. There's no more talk about the JFK explosion. None of that. It's all gone. They had a suspect. They had an apartment that they searched in Revere, Massachusetts, which is probably about 8.5 miles from that point of where the explosion was. They had a suspect there. They went to the apartment. That was widely reported in the news media. A Saudi lived in that apartment. That's the kid that they snuck out of the country.
From the hospital.
Primary suspect. They pinned it on these two brothers. Now, people that would argue that those kids did it, all right, are arguing from an uninformed position and are arguing with the information that is fed to them through mainstream media. Since then, what is being what has taken place in the United States Senate and Congress is they want to write new legislation saying that people like you and I people that put up a website and see something and report it on a website, we're not going to be allowed to do that because, see, we're not real members of the media, and real members of the media are going to be the people that they say are real members of the media. So you would have to work for NBC, ABC, CNN, and meet the government's requirements to become a news person. Anybody that sees something, that actually sees it or videotapes it and puts it out on YouTube or where else, it's going to be prohibited. And the reason they do that is because they can't get away with their bullshit if people have cameras and they're taking pictures or video when the shit goes down. They have to be able to take not only our guns, but our cameras as well, to prevent people from seeing what they really do. It's scary what's going on in this country.
Here, I'll tell you, all right, listen to this. Obama served 14 governors with warnings of arrest, and I'm still trying to find out why this is in front page news, but there's a little video. Everybody take a break, get a drink, listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant. Free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts outweigh the dangers which are cited to justify it.
Now we're able to express themselves more freely. Do you buy that, and is that enough?
No, I don't buy it.
Okay.
Two FBI agents walk into a library in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and one of them has a self-written search warrant under his arm. I know this sounds like a joke. Two guys walk into a bar, one has a duck under his arm, but it's true. And they serve a self-written, a search warrant, which under the Patriot Act, they wrote for themselves and authorized themselves to the head librarian saying, we want to know what book so-and-so is taking out. And by the way, you can't tell anybody that we were here. The librarian is 86 years old. The FBI agents are in their early 30s. She says, who the hell are you? She hands the search warrant to her 75-year-old assistant. Fast forward 2 years later, they're in court because they talked about it. The latest trend in free speech violations is compelled speech. There's a sub rosa trend amongst prosecutors now to prosecute people for failing to report crimes that they have witnessed. And I will tell you, under the law, you have no obligation to report anything that you see except treason. There have only been 7 treason prosecutions in 230 years. The same First Amendment, which prohibits the Congress from infringing free speech, prohibits it from compelling speech. So prosecuting someone for not speaking, and then prosecuting someone for speaking truthfully, I got a search warrant from the FBI, what should I do about it, are egregious violations of the First Amendment.
Today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not...
And I want you to know the guy speaking, that's John F. Kennedy.
...not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, could interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding. And from that understanding comes support or opposition. And both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
What are you getting at there? And at what point does the positive moral duty to disobey stupidity and to refuse to go along with laws that are immoral,
does
sanction violence against the state?
There's a potential for violence. Yeah. I'm certainly not encouraging violence. But Aquinas taught us that an unjust law is no law at all. Mm-hmm. And the sit-ins at the lunch counters in the South in the 50s and 60s, these are courageous people who are using nonviolent means to resist and reject an unjust law, Jim Crow law. The Jim Crow laws compelled the lunch counter owner to segregate by sex, whether the lunch counter owner wanted to do it or not. Evil was the law. The evil was not the person behind the lunch counter. The Southern legislatures lacked the political will to change that. The Southern courts lacked the political and the intellectual will to change it. It was only a nonviolent refusal to obey an unjust law that changed it. That's what I'm talking about. Bring it to today. We'll go back to our friends in the library in Bridgeport. The end of that story is a happy one, by the way, because on the eve of the trial of the by then 87-year-old librarian and her 77-year-old assistant, a federal judge said to the U.S. attorneys, "I'm about to declare the Patriot Act unconstitutional. You still want to go after these two ladies for discussing this warrant." Suddenly, the case disappeared. Lately, another sub rosa trend I'll tell you about. Federal agents serving self-written search warrants on, say, a person who owns a computer store wanting to know who bought a mobile phone or who bought a laptop. They're not complying with it. They're taking it to a lawyer and challenging it. And what are judges doing? Invalidating it. Is that a technical violation of the Patriot Act? Yes, it is. Does it result in a greater freedom? Yes, it does. Is it an example of violating an unjust law without obstructing a governmental function, without causing violence? Yes, it is. So that's what I'm talking about at the end.
For I have complete confidence. Response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. Why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crisis and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, close at hand and local. Means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved mission. It means finally must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limit of national security. So it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deed, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Most American patriots have not forgotten the still unexplained circle of dead people who littered the corrupt political landscape of the Clintons, all the way from Arkansas to Washington and beyond. But what do you know about Barack Obama's pool of known dead people? I mean, what really happened to Hillary's superdelegates like Bill Guatney, chairman of the Arkansas Democrat Party, and U.S. Representative Stephanie Tubbs Jones of Ohio, both found dead just prior to the 2008 Democrat convention? And Andrew Breitbart, the journalist, and Steve Bridges, the Obama impersonator, and Obama's grandmother, who died just 2 days before the election. And how about the unsolved murders of Donald Young, Larry Bland, and Nate Spencer, the three gay guys from Reverend Wright's church, murdered within only days of each other? And those other 30 dead people? Sound a little fishy to you, America? Well, dead people can't talk, but we can. We're the 21st century Tea Party Patriots.
Everything's coming full circle. You got 14 state governors that are threatened with the warnings of arrest for standing up for what they believe.
Well, if that doesn't, if I mean, you know, the governors, you know, generals, governors, admirals, being taken out, being forced to quit their jobs, being threatened with job losses or prison or arrest if they speak out. They're being threatened if they use their First Amendment right, not only to free speech, but their right to question our government. You heard the President Kennedy say that back then, he saw it happening back then. Where President Kennedy, in my opinion, here's my opinion, where President Kennedy, where he failed was he should have made the names of those that he thought were responsible for what he was talking about public. He should have outed them right away, because shortly after he made those statements, within 3 weeks, I believe it was 3 weeks, he was dead. He was shot. He was killed. He was murdered. And people have to understand that there's some very strange and very, very serious people on this planet that are hell-bent on power. Power. They want control. And they're murderers. These people are murderers. They kill thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people. You know, they're serious about, like, ruining our lives and running our lives. My only question is, how serious are people about being free, living as a free people? I don't understand. I don't know. I guess we're going to see, because what is about to happen, like I said earlier in this show, in this country, has is something that has not been seen on this planet ever. We've had some major catastrophes or wars on this planet, but what is about to take place in this country is going to set the record for brutality and evil. And we just, I don't know, it blows my mind to see this happening. It's developing. It's going to take place. President Kennedy saw it way back then, and all he did was try to make people aware that something like that was truly happening, and it killed him. So I don't know, for the people that are doubters out there, I guess they're doubters, and some people are just not going to buy anything. Some of the people will end up in FEMA camps, and they'll be saying, they'll convince themselves that that's the best place for them, just so that they don't have to stand up for themselves. They'll say, well, this is okay, so what? I can't leave this prison camp. Big deal. Well, what did you do? What have we done as a people to deserve being, taken advantage of, being, losing all our rights, losing all our rights, to be bullied around? What have we done? I can't find an answer to that. We haven't done anything.
Yeah.
So, why is this allowed to happen to us? That's the question. And I know they're hearing, they're listening to this, they're listening to everything. I understand it. I get it. Is that fear of them wanting to shut me up going to shut me up? No. No. I mean, what's the worst they can do is kill somebody, right? That's it. So from what I understand, nobody gets out of this whole lifetime alive anyway. And it's like, all right, so I can just, say, shut up and not do nothing and not even talk about this kind of stuff anymore and just kind of ignore it. But ignoring it...
Then you'll be like the rest of them with your head stuck in the sand.
Stuck up my ass, more like it. And the thing is, it's like setting a house on fire and being in the house and saying, well, I know the house is going to burn down, but if I don't acknowledge the fire, I won't be burned. How retarded is that?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, like South Carolina is on a fast track to declare Obamacare not legal in their state. What happened to the 6 million people that lost their health insurance when that took effect? Nobody's helping them.
It's a good question. That's a great question. And what most people don't understand, Obama's greatest supporters don't understand, and they don't have an answer for this either, is that...
No, they don't.
We already have affordable and free health care for people that can't afford it. And it's called Medicaid or Medicare. And people... say, we got to get rid of Medicaid and Medicare, and we're paying for these people, and let's get rid of Medicaid and Medicare and give people no insurance and then charge them for it. Charge them for no insurance. And take all that money that we could have supposedly saved by not giving people medical care that they need and give it to the Muslims, the Muslim Brotherhood. Why don't we do that? That's a good idea, isn't it? Well, most Democrats seem to think so. They think it's a good idea, yeah. Let's fuck over our own people. Let's let our people starve, go without health care, so that we can send money to the Muslim Brotherhood. Anybody that backs that kind of nonsense, bullshit criminality is not an American. You'd have to be a communist to back that kind of action.
Yeah. I mean, there's, it's like people say, Walmart's fucked up. There's a place out there called Winkill. They employ 15,000 people. Their minimum hourly pay is $11 an hour. Their pension plan includes contribution to 20% of their annual pay. So over 400 of some front-of-the-house workers have retirement well worth over $1 million. They provide full health benefits for a week, 24 hours per week.
Wow.
Anybody works 24 hours a week gets full benefits.
Can you imagine that? That's doable. Someone's actually doing that. It's doable. You get a company like Walmart, and what a lot of people don't know, Phil, it's only because Americans typically, the average American is not stupid. They're either uninformed or just too busy. They make themselves too busy to pay attention. But really, by and large, the average American is not stupid. What most people don't see, though, is Walmart, they offer a plan, a health care plan, to their employees. But none of the employees can afford their health care plan. See, they make it out of reach for them. So the vast majority, the majority, the Walmart employees that do qualify to get any care, any kind of health care because of hours worked from at Walmart, they don't buy into the Walmart plan, medical plan, because they can't afford it. They end up on the state medical plans. Like in Massachusetts, it's called MassHealth. I don't know what it's called in your state or wherever, but each state, basically all states, have some kind of a medical plan. And then the federal one is the Medicaid or Medicare. Most people don't realize that the vast majority of Walmart employees are on Medicaid. So here we have Americans that are working that still have to get medical insurance like the people that don't work get. Because we have in Walmart an employer that I believe, I think it's, Eight of the family members that are still that have a controlling interest in the company are all multi-billionaires. They're on the Forbes list of the richest people, billionaires. Each of them, not like they don't all share like $3 or $4 billion. They each have like $3, $4, $5, or $6 billion apiece, but they can't afford to give their American employees any kind of a health care benefit. And the government subsidizes it. And most Americans don't even realize that's happening.
Well,
you know,
here I got a little story for you.
Yep.
A man goes into the hospital for a vasectomy. Before the procedure, a very attractive nurse comes in and takes his vitals. Then tells him to take all his clothes off. When he's finally undressed, she instructs him to lie down on the table. The man obeys. The nurse then takes all of her clothes off and climbs on top and has her way with him. Upon completion of the act, the man catches his breath and asks, what was that all about? The nurse informs him that the patient studies have shown before vasectomy, if the man has an ejaculation, he will be more relaxed and the cord is easier for the surgeon to locate and sever, thereby making the surgery safer, more efficient, and quicker. The nurse then wheels the patient to the operating room. While they're going down the hall, the patient looks through a window and spots six men in a room masturbating. Curious man asks, what are they doing in there? The nurse responds, they're preparing for vasectomies too, but you have Blue Cross and they have Obamacare.
I love it. I love it. I love that. That's beautiful. But, you know, Philip, I don't know. I get into what's going on in this country, and it sounds like when you open the show, it sounds like to me, and I didn't ask you about, you know, how my being part of the show until Bill gets back was going over with your audience, but it sounded to me in the beginning that there may have been some flack. You were getting some flack from around. And it probably has to do with the way I carry on about politics, or especially the president. I got that plan clear from the young lady that's on the show from Massachusetts, your Fall River area.
You know, it's like this, Ernest. There's haters everywhere, and the ones that do the most The ones that do the most talking on social media are the ones that don't have the balls to call the show.
Okay. Well, you know, I want you to understand something that, you know, my being on your show, and you know this, is because, you know, you asked me to come on. There was a little void there because your sidekick, your man is busy trying to take care of some very serious life things. And you know, and I agreed to come on. I did tell you
people
that, I would feel uncomfortable doing it because it's not my show, and you said no problem. Just, you know, we'll do it. Not a problem. I don't want to cause you any problems. I don't want to, like, cause you any listening, because I know that some people just, they can't handle the truth, and a lot of people just can't handle the truth, period.
I got news for you. The numbers went up.
Well,
and I'm not here for the numbers. That's good,
yeah.
But I'm not here for the numbers. I'm here to let anybody, and it says right there, if you have a burning desire, let me know and I'll give you the podium.
Oh, sure. I've seen your, I mean, that's the way it's been on your page advertising your show as long as I can remember, you know?
So the ones that are, yeah, the ones that are the keypad commandos,
yeah,
they can all go fuck themselves because they don't have the balls to fucking pick up the phone and dial in.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
I'm not running from anybody, and nobody's going to make me conform to anything. That's why I don't have any sponsors.
I hear that loud and clear. Yeah,
I mean,
that,
you know what I'm. Well, sometimes, you know, let me tell you, in the last 5 years, it'd be 5 years in January. January 1st,
yeah.
5 years. 5 years. And let me tell you this. If I took sponsors 4 years ago, this wouldn't be the show it is.
That's right. I hear you.
People don't understand that. It's not, because basically, it's just like when people call in and tell me that the actors I invite on don't support their causes, don't support this, don't support that. And they do support the causes. They do get involved. They're out doing charities. But because of scheduling conflicts, a lot of times I have to deal with whoever's available, and the ones that.
Right, right.
I mean, if I told, I talked to Emilio, I talked to Rusty, I've talked to Dayton, I've talked to Tig, I've talked to Tommy, I've talked to all those guys, and basically they all said after the season.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about whatever we want to talk about. And most of those guys, people don't know it, but they write every day.
Right, right.
Some of them live the lifestyle, and you know who I'm talking about.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I do. I do. I have an interesting observation to share with you, though. My show and your show and others like it, but others like our shows, but I noticed that, like, you know, I get a lot of people when I do my show that they don't like the way I do my show. They have comments to make, you know, on social media sites and stuff. And like you're saying, they don't call in to share their opinions with me on the show, and they have an open format to do that, but they choose not to do that. But what I find interesting is that people that say, well, you know, they shouldn't talk about this, or you shouldn't cover this, or you shouldn't have this person on, or those people are only thinking about themselves. And there's, well, you know what? The bottom line is this, you know, doing a show, you want to open the show up to as many people as possible. You want to give people a chance to get their opinions heard. If someone's doing a movie or they're acting or whatever, they have every right to promote themselves. And if you invite them on your show, they have every right to do that. And the people that have an issue with that aren't paying the bills. The people that have an issue with that aren't even calling in to tell you on the show or me on the show that they have a problem with that. They want to take shots from, like, the weeds on the side of the road or from the dock, if you know what I mean. And, mm-hmm. And you know, and they want to be able in some way to direct to steer the direction of a show without even participating in it or supporting it, you know. And I just don't have time for those kinds of people. I do my show the way you do your show, however I see fit, you know. And that's it. And people that don't like it, guess what? They don't have to fucking tune in, period. You know, and like you said, and I love what you said a minute or so ago, you're not in this for the numbers.
No.
Neither am I.
No. I mean, like, I can tell you that right now, Hermes. Right now, we're, let me see, 2,800,726 people since the first of the year. We'll be over.
Nice.
We'll be over 3 million by the end of the year. But
nice.
Now,
nice.
If I took a nickel or a penny from every one of those people, I'd be on a beach doing this remote.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But then it wouldn't be the same thing. It would be me cashing in.
Right.
And not only
cashing in, I mean, if you think about it, honestly, there wouldn't be any harm in you or I or anybody else making any money doing the show. I mean, that you're providing a service, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem with, like you said, and I agree with you, with the not having a sponsor thing, is that people seem to think that because they some people, not all, that because they contribute monetarily to a show that they have some say in how it's going to run, you know?
Correct.
And that's it. You know, I want to remind you, and you were one of the supporters, by the way, and I thanked you then, and I'll thank you again now. Last year when my show was in jeopardy of going off the air,
mm-hmm.
people sent money to keep the show on the air. You were one of them. And I thank you for that. And I thank everybody on it. But, you know, I found interesting. A couple of the people contacted me personally and said, please don't even mention my name. Don't even mention the fact that I gave you money. You know, I didn't do it for that, and that's it. I just want to see your show continue because of the kind of show it is. And there aren't enough shows like this out there. You know, and some people like that, people that make the statements like you make, people that make those statements like that, you know, are really a major part of why I'm coming back to do my show after 4 months off. I've been off 4 months now. It'll be 4 months January. And so, you know, not one, and I honestly, I got to say this, man, not one of the people that sent me money last year to contribute to the show continuing on, not one of them suggested that I do the show differently. Not one of them. It was awesome. And you know what? The majority, let me think about this honestly, because I was going to say the majority, and it's probably all of them that sent money in, are from the biker culture.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's a fact. I'm not bullshit. And you know what? Not one of them said, you know, I wish you wouldn't say this, or you wouldn't do that, or you wouldn't, you know. They just said, have at it, man. Keep doing it. We need more shows like this, you know. And that was awesome. You know, that was awesome.
Yeah, Brad hit me up this afternoon and asked me how long until the show was on. I told him 4 hours, but I know it's the next day there already, so he's probably in the middle of something.
Yeah. So, well, you know, he's a great guy. And let me tell you something. I think I mentioned it before. He was the top contributor to my show last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the biggest supporter that way. You know, I just can't thank the people enough. I didn't ask again this year. I didn't put it out there again this year. I just, you know, I didn't even want to do it back then. You know, it was suggested back then, and people said, why don't you do that? I'm like, nah, that's fucking cheap, man. That's chintzy bullshit. And they're like, no, man, what the fuck? You're providing a service. You're doing, you know, whatever research you can do for the show. I mean, it's, you know, it's stuff, and you know, you do stuff for the show all week long preparing for the show. Trying to line up guests, trying to line up topics. You're going to read about whatever you're going to talk about. Sometimes you read, you read about, you know, 7 or 8 different topics, and you might only touch on 1 or 2, but you read about the 7 or 8, you know, and so you put time into it. And I guess people don't appreciate that when they just pick up the phone and call in and you know, they just want to talk for a few minutes and then jump off. They don't see the work that goes into doing that, you know, being there, because they're not doing it. But a lot to be said, especially during these times, Phil, for people like yourself and me doing shows like this, you know. Taking a chance, really. Most people, if they don't recognize that, then they're really not paying attention to what's going on.
No, and the same thing goes along the lines of, you know, I have people tell me all the time, hey, why did you do this, or why won't you do that? And I said, why don't you call him?
Right.
You know, I mean, I had a guy... I had a guy, let me see if I can find him real quick. I won't say who he is, but this is what he wrote me. Let's see. This is what he wrote me. He said, will you have another guest on your show that makes money exploiting our lifestyle, but typically doesn't help us in our civil rights endeavors to defend and preserve our culture? Actors, musicians, filmmakers, custom bike builders, event promoters, models, or any self-promoting person. This is the reason why I've been staying away.
Well,
and whose loss is that?
It's certainly not yours. It's not mine. However, hopefully that person would his or her own show, and do what they think needs to be done to get the message out there and carry the message of what's happening in this country, or you know, awaken, try to help awaken the people out there that seem to be unconscious about what's taking place in that country. And then they could invite whoever they wanted on for guests, right?
Yeah, but now, not too soon before he wrote that, this is something he sent me. American Chopper producer casting for a TV show. And then it says, we are currently casting for a television series in the world of motorcycles restoration and sales, Motorcycle Flippers. We're looking for a team or company of fun, outgoing, and outrageous individuals who buy all motorcycles, restore them to their previous glory. Fucking thing he sent me. Okay. He sent me the one on 11/21 and 11/29. And on 9/21, he sends me a fucking thing telling me that there's a company casting for a television series. Now, calling the... you see what I'm saying? I got this fucking saved. He says, passing on, Pilgrim Studios.
Wow, that's whacked, huh?
Yeah. If you or your staff are top-notch bike builders, restorers, we have big personalities, and you can turn forgotten director vintage motorcycles into full-throttle masterpieces. Then you could have your own show on a cable major cable network. Maybe we'll hunt for old bikes in your area, spruce them up, and sell them for a big profit. Maybe you're a custom bike builder who doesn't usually restore bikes, but you've got the facility and know-how to do it. As long as you do what it takes and your team has memorable, outgoing personalities, your company could be featured on its own TV show. And so this gives me this. But yet, he says right here, will you have another guest on your show that makes money exploiting our lifestyle?
Wow. Well, you know something, Philip. People that are worried about a particular lifestyle that they may or may not live, whether it's, same-sex marriage, or whether it's lesbians, or whether it's a Christian, whatever the lifestyle is, whatever the culture may be, could be bikers, could be whatever, right? When someone is living a particular lifestyle, And that particular lifestyle, they feel may be under attack or may be in danger of being extinguished or done away with.
Okay, here,
and,
listen to this.
Go ahead.
Phil, the reason I have not been calling in is twofold. First, effective moderation. I've had other callers cutting me off and not able to finish what I had to say. I know it's a talk show, but it's not like a political point. Counterpoint format where talkers are always being stepped on.
Okay.
That's what I said. Okay. So.
Are being stepped on?
Well, it's like this, Nora. It says right on the thing, if you have a burning desire, you have something you want to talk about, you have something you want to promote, you have something you want to do, you have a political rally going on. Like right now, everybody wants to meet. Everybody is meeting in Sacramento for a bikers thing with the Senate in Sacramento, okay? But if you want to do that, that's fine. You call me and you tell me, and I won't turn anybody on but you. But when I bring you on and then I bring people in to answer to ask you questions or to comment on what you said, and you don't say nothing, and they keep talking, who's stepping on who? You're not saying anything.
True.
I brought in
before, like when I brought my friend John on the show, and he didn't step on anybody's toes. He allowed people to talk to him, you know, and stuff. I mean, you know, sometimes that happens, you know. If you want to say something and you don't want to interrupt the other person, and I understand that and I get that. I don't take that as stepping on my toes, you know, I'll just sit there, okay, I'll patiently wait, or if there isn't enough time, okay, no big deal, you know what I mean? But other people look at things different.
Exactly. And you know, it's like life rules aren't that fucking hard to follow.
No, it's all common courtesy, and you know what? I did a rant on that yesterday because, you know, like since my grandson's surgery, where my daughter and I are very careful on getting sick, you know, because it's just been since October, but he has other issues now taking place, and he may require more surgery, and there's other things going on, and so, you know, a family that I helped that I took into my home so they weren't homeless, you know, what I look at, like, say if I had you, Phil, and Hermes at my home and I was sick, I would inform you ahead of time, look, I'm sick, this is what I have, because that's common courtesy. That's how I look at it. It's common courtesy, but when other people do that or get sick and they don't say anything, that's a real pet peeve to me because what I'm looking at is, you know, my grandson, you know, because I don't want to see him end up back in the hospital or anything like that. So, you know, I have a different perspective on certain things than other people. And, you know, not everybody has common sense. And when they do, it's some of them are dangerous with it. You know, it's just how it is. But I understand, you know, what you're saying. And unfortunately, not everybody is the same or looks at things the same way. That's what makes everybody different. We're not robots and we're not sheep. Well, we aren't. Other people maybe, but we're not.
Yeah, it's just, it's like I say all the time. If you got a problem, pick up the phone. My number's there. My email address is there. You know?
This is true.
They won't do it. I have no idea.
No, but, you know, and this is what really gets me about people. They hear a why, and they run with it, and they make it huge. And by the time it gets back to you, what the hell just happened?
Well, yeah.
You know?
That's,
I hate that.
That's something I was talking about earlier today.
Yeah, I know. I hate that because, you know, it happened to me, as you know, so bad last year. I was just ready to freaking flip. And, you know, for somebody that, you know, is a good person that tries to help where I can, or I do write, you know, I've never been in trouble, so I can't, I'll never understand about being in jail or anything. So I've never been there. But, you know, I do the best I can. And when people are just so rude and ignorant, it's like, what is your problem? Because somebody said, go jump in the lake, you're going to do it? Come on. You know?
What do you got to say, Ryan?
Hell, I had every intention of calling in tonight. I had everything all set up, and you've had such a hot damn show tonight. I didn't want to call in and take any of time away from everybody you had talking.
Mm-hmm.
Great topics, good stuff. So I just wanted to give you that real quick. And for that guy that doesn't like what you have going on because he's getting interrupted or whatever else, shit happens.
This guy that sent me a fucking thing telling me they're looking for bikers for a reality TV show. And then he tells me in the next post, are you going to have guys on that don't support our culture?
Yeah. You know, you can't please everybody. They don't like it. They don't have to listen. They don't have to call in. You've got people all over the world calling in and listening to hear what's going on everywhere else and that are supporting what's going on with the radio station and the biker community. The handful that don't like it, they can piss off.
Yeah.
You know
I got sent this video today. And it's about a 102-year-old woman. And let me cue this up, but you need to hear this.
Okay, Johnny, fill in the blank. 15 minutes can save you blank on car insurance. Wrong. Steve.
Can't get away from the commercials. This is almost over.
15 minutes could save you 15 or more.
Now, this is
102-year-old.
Nice to see you.
Well, congratulations on your 100th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I understand you went to Universal Studios yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And you know, the wind was terrible.
Oh, okay.
I had a skirt on, and the wind was just blowing it like that. And I was hanging on to my hat. And a kid came up and he says, lady, he says, you better stop hanging on to your hat and pull your dress down. You're showing everything you got. I don't care what they see down there is 100 years old. This is a brand new hat.
New hat. Very good. Now, does longevity run in your family? Your grandmother, how long did
she live? My grandmother was 97.
Wow.
And she told me that her grandmother was 106.
Wow.
That's too long.
Too long? Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I don't like all this news.
Yeah, that's...
You know, I can't keep up with the television and all these things.
But, yeah.
You know what? Kids are going to be born with just big thumbs.
Just big thumbs. What is your secret? Do you have a secret?
Think positive.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I exercise every morning.
How much? What kind of exercise do you do?
Well, I have a machine that's kind of like a cardio that comes out of the
thing.
Cross between a rowing machine and a bicycle.
Okay. How many rows do you do?
Well, 150 or 200.
Every day.
Every morning. I won't leave my bedroom until I've done that.
Wow.
And then I practice balancing.
Right.
And then I've got a rubber band and I work my arms, you know.
Now, I want to ask you about this picture. This is you. When was this picture taken? What year was that?
Oh, it was about 2021.
This will be about
19... Well, let's see. What, 11? And
Yeah, about like that. Pretty risque photo. You could not run for Congress if this picture got out.
Well, who'd want to run for Congress anyhow?
Can you still do the split?
Almost, John, I see.
Well, I don't know. What? No, you're not going to. Can you do it? You're not going to try that, are you?
Well, not quite.
All right, yeah, that's not, yeah.
I thought maybe I better. My husband said maybe stop.
Yeah.
About when I was 90 or 91.
Yeah.
He could have hurt myself.
And you, I know you were married. You married 68 years.
Yeah.
So how did you and your husband meet?
What?
How did you meet your husband?
How did I? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I had kind of had my eye on him before. That was in 35.
Okay.
I was working in a service station, you know, flipping hamburgers and shelling and stuff like that. And the young guys that had gone to high school with would come in working.
Yeah.
And Marvin was one of them that was working. And they'd come in and say, when can I have a date? And I said, oh, you can have one the second Tuesday of next week. And another one I'd say, or you can have one the third Thursday of the third week.
Right.
And Marvin says, when can I have a date? And this was on Sunday. I said, you can have one on Sunday. And when I went home Sunday, there he was on his horse.
Wow, on a horse. Wow.
Well, he didn't have a car, and I did.
Yeah, okay.
And I also had a job and some money.
Yeah, sure.
So we got in the car, and we went to a show.
Yeah.
And from then on, it was just Marvin.
Okay. Oh, that's right, honey.
There you go. I got to get her on the show.
Yeah, no kidding. No firecracker.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're at the end of it, but I'm going to, if you guys want to come back Thursday, that's cool. And I'm going to let Everlast take us out with what it's like. And
Wait, can I ask something real quick?
Yes,
is there anything going on tomorrow night or no?
Depends on if I get notified.
Okay, just let me know and then, but I'll be either way on Thursday, you know that. Thomas,
mm-hmm.
It's always a pleasure.
Ducked out.
Oh, he left?
Yeah, he ducked out. But
okay, I didn't know. Sorry. Okay.
I'm going to let Everest take us out, and thank everybody for tuning in, and keep coming back. And Ryan, send me some more pictures.
Hi, Brian.
Okay, I'll do it. Hey, how you doing?
You got over 12,000 hits in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually working on some of her shots right now. I'll try to get them to you either tonight or tomorrow. I'm kind of behind on stuff.
Okay.
So cool.
Okay. I'll let Everlast take us out, and I'll see all you guys later.
All right,
okay.
Guys.
Good night.